Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show. Dale and Keith, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
As has been the case over the last several months, we are in yet another tumultuous stretch of days for Antonio Brown. An incident at his home Tuesday, an arrest warrant on Wednesday, and now our Cameron Wolf reports on what might come next.
In a matter of hours, Antonio Brown could be in jail. Wednesday night, Hollywood police put out an arrest warrant for Brown on a burglary with battery charge stemming from when he allegedly assaulted a moving truck driver Tuesday outside of his home.
So that was a report. He's the ESPN reporter for the Miami Dolphins, but you're sort of on, you know.
He's got a new job
Antonio
now.
Brown beat right now.
Yes.
So just to give you the bumper sticker version of this story, Antonio Brown evidently had some of his personal belongings in California. Remember, he was a member of the Oakland Raiders.
Sure, he had a whole house with Solid and Hard Knocks.
Yeah. So he hired a moving company to transport his goods from California back to his house in Hollywood, Florida.
Okay.
The agreed upon charge for delivering this stuff was $4,000.
Oof.
Moving truck shows up. Antonio Brown says, I'm not paying.
Well, why would he?
So the guy, the moving truck driver says, well, then I'm not unloading the truck.
Seems like the obvious response.
Seems
right?
Reasonable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So evidently there was a disagreement between Antonio Brown and his trainer, former Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver.
Not Chad Ochocinco.
No, they get into a beef with the moving van driver who gets in his van, starts to pull away. It's unclear whether it was Antonio Brown or the trainer who fired a rock at the truck.
Rock fight.
One of them did, or maybe both. I don't know, but at least one of them did. The truck drives off. The company reaches the driver later and says, okay, take the stuff back. He's agreed to pay the $4,000. Mm-hmm. He's agreed to pay this amount of dollars for damage. He's agreed to pay this. I forget what the whole total was.
But it was $860 or something to fix the truck, and then obviously the $4,000 for the moving.
And then there was another charge in there, too.
Maybe there's more also.
So the driver goes back.
Yep.
Antonio Brown says, I'm paying the $4,000, and that's it.
Right. I want my stuff.
So again, the truck driver says, I'm not unloading the stuff. So the trainer apparently climbs into the truck.
Right.
They grab the keys from the truck driver. They go to the back of the truck. They open it up. They start firing stuff onto the lawn. And the driver points out, that stuff isn't yours. Like, these moving truck drivers don't just bring your stuff.
Right, they the have, full truck, yeah, they probably have another loads. Stop or whatever else.
So they start firing stuff out onto the lawn. The moving truck driver says, well, that stuff's not yours.
Yeah.
So they start firing stuff back into the truck, damaging some of said stuff. The trainer got arrested. He appeared at his arraignment hearing yesterday, Tuesday, he got bail. He's been bailed out. He's out.
Yep, $20,000 bond. He's out.
Antonio went back into his house and said, I'm a sovereign nation. You can't come get me now. I added that part.
He's going to lock up. He might have said that. No, he didn't say that.
But he didn't know the notion of sovereign
nation.
Well,
if I stay in here, you can't get me.
Well, that's evidently what he thinks.
But is he right?
No.
Well, what the hell's happening then?
Well, that's the question.
Okay.
There is a felony arrest warrant that's been issued by the Hollywood Police Department for Antonio Brown, you heard during that report. And I said to Rich, like, if there was a felony arrest warrant for me.
Yeah, and there could be after that cat story yesterday.
There might be. So if I just go to my house and lock the door and say, nope,
staying
I'm not
in
coming.
Here.
No, you can't touch me.
I'm on house arrest.
Do
you
they
can't get
at
me.
Some point say, you're going now?
I think they take that huge club thing, right? And it's like a two-person kind of operation, and you just slam the door
into the
down.
Door. A battering ram.
A battering ram. I think that's probably what would happen next. Then they would go in there, and they'd probably either taser you or mace you into submission.
Or both.
And then they would put the cuffs on you, and they would throw you in the cruiser, and they would take you, as they say, downtown. That's what I think would happen.
Lead you out of your house with a raincoat over your head.
No, they would put a t-shirt over you like Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, that'd be bad.
That's what they would do. No, I guess
I wouldn't
question,
fill the t-shirt out the way he did. It would not look good.
No, I don't know.
And it's cold out there, too.
It is cold. And I don't know. Well, not in Hollywood, Florida, right? Antonio Brown, maybe this is what they're going to do. Now, is there... I don't know. I don't have any experience with this, thankfully, Dale. But if there is a warrant out for your arrest, is it one of those things where, and I know they tried contacting him and that has not worked out.
Nope, phone's not working.
But like legally, does he have 24 hours to turn himself in and then they get him or what? Because it seems like this was issued last night, or we even heard about it last night. So what are they waiting for? Him to pop his head out again?
It is a legitimate question on your part.
Yeah.
The arrest warrant is called burglary with battery. It is a felony.
Right.
There is an active warrant in effect right now. A guy named Andy Slater, who is a talk show host on Fox Sports 640, I think, down in Southern California. He's the one who actually has a picture of the Hollywood Police Department arrest warrant.
Oh, well, okay.
Has a picture of the whole thing. And I don't know the question. Now, he's already, his agent... And his attorney have apparently said, you know what, I'm out. Yeah, you figure this out, I'm out. So yesterday...
Is he representing himself now?
Well, that's the other thing. So yesterday, apparently, the woman who is the mother of at least three of his children, or mm-hmm. at least a couple of his children, mm-hmm. posted a photo on Instagram of the three children, and basically, in an impassioned plea, said, he's got to get help.
He needs help.
We got to get away.
Yeah.
You know, we can't be near this guy.
She's right.
Yes.
Oh, and he definitely needs all kind of help. But then again, you know, does he think he needs help? You force him
to
get help.
He apparently does not.
I mean, now also, if you had bet on Antonio Brown will get arrested in 2020, which is one of the prop bets from a couple of weeks ago, would you have already won this? I mean, there's an arrest warrant.
He hasn't officially been arrested yet, so you don't win it until he's officially arrested.
But you got to be feeling pretty good if you put down some money. Like,
if there's a warrant out, you're feeling great right now.
It's going to happen.
Licking your lips.
So a texter from the 508 says, I'm a criminal justice major.
I believe him.
Okay. Or her.
Or her.
You don't have to wait. It's a grace to a famous person. Police could barge in and arrest should they want. It's all covered in the warrant.
So why does...
I believe they could just go through the door. No, you're going now.
So why does Antonio Brown think that he gets special treatment?
Because he might be working on another single.
Else.
He's got to get dropped today.
Well, he did. He had another song yesterday, right? We played it.
It was horrible.
It hasn't been a strong debut album for Antonio Brown. But... wasn't it Wiggy's Keefspiracy that he is just doing all this nonsense and he's fighting this movie
to help his music career?
Next thing we know, he's going to be on Live PD and it's going to go even higher up.
Well, like, you know, getting arrested, does that help your street cred? And does that all of a sudden, you fly up the charts?
Well, this is the definition of what a hot boy is, because one of the definitions was that they attract a lot of police.
No, you're thinking of the 49ers linebackers.
Yes, the Urban Dictionary.
Totally, those are the hot boys.
Yeah, but Antonio didn't say he was that.
No,
but by definition, he is that.
He kind of is turning into one.
So Chelsea Kyrus, if I'm mispronouncing her name, I apologize. She is the mother of Antonio Brown's children. She wrote, over the last few years, I've stood at the side of my children's father, Antonio Brown, and watched the rise and fall of an incredible man and athlete. Our children and I have distanced ourselves from him and our former home. Although we have parted ways, I wish nothing but the best for him. Unfortunately, it seems Antonio has made questionable choices.
Yes.
And continues to ignore the advice of those who love and support him. At this point, the boys and I are working on building a new life free from any impulsive, reckless, and unhealthy behaviors. My hope is that Antonio will get help and seek the mental health treatment that he so desperately needs so that he can be the father all of his children need and deserve.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean,
I agree with her. He does seem to need some mental health treatment.
So.
I heard Larry the lawyer on this morning on the Greg Hill show.
Yeah.
And they asked him, you know, how easy is it to do an intervention, get somebody committed? He said it is really hard to basically take away someone's freedom.
Well, and who right now do you think Antonio Brown would listen to? Anybody?
I think no one.
It doesn't appear to be anybody, right? I mean, I think he has respect for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but I'm not sure that that's something that they have any interest in doing. It seems it'd be a fruitless endeavor right now. And he's surrounding himself with, you know, his trainer right now, Glenn Holt, who was also arrested, right, for battery charge and everything. So that's one guy that he's with who's doing the same stuff as him. His current girlfriend, we believe, is on some like reality show,
and so, she's got a music MTV career or something.
Her dad apparently is like one of the great all time drug smugglers, I think, of all time.
That maybe guy, that's a career choice. On the show. Yeah.
But I mean, again, I don't know this young lady, but you know, you're on a reality show. I feel like you're kind of in the any pub is good pub department, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, it seems to be what he's operating under.
Just feel like it'd be very unlikely for her to be like, "Hey, Antonio, why don't you ease up a little bit?" Because meanwhile, there's a warrant out for his arrest, and she's posting things on Instagram with the two of them hanging out and all this other stuff. So I don't think she's taking it all that seriously. And so Antonio Brown's just kind of doing his own thing. He thinks everybody's against him now. He thinks everybody is. He thinks the NFL's against him. He thinks his former teammates might be against him. He thinks that the Hollywood police is against him. And he's just going to keep fighting this thing. And so it's not going to end well. It's gone from, 0 to 100 in about a year's time. Again, Antonio Brown was in the NFL. I think what some people sometimes forget is he was in the NFL for a while, and you didn't really hear much about him. As far as off the field. On the field, he was great. And you're like, look at this guy. He's a great player. Then all of a sudden, he has all the stuff with Roethlisberger and Tomlin. And then some of the stuff gets out about what he was doing off the field. Like when he launched that couch. Remember he fired that couch out of the condominium? You're like, what is this? Like, what is going on? And then you had the different women that came out, and they were accusing him of sexual misconduct. And it was all over the last couple of years.
And by the way, apparently he pays no one. That he owes money to.
No, that seems like it's a theme.
It is a recurring pattern.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the legal definition, I haven't been pursued for anything like this, but isn't there some, withholding of services not paying for services?
Yeah.
I hire you to move my stuff across the country, and then I say, no, I'm not paying. Just unload the truck.
Right.
I mean, it's got to be against the law, isn't
it? Yeah. Especially something like that, right? Now, it's one thing if some of the other ones I'm not as sure about, the painting and stuff, because, how official were, the agreements and, did he have to sign something? Whereas, this, I'm sure all these companies cover themselves, and they're like, all right, if you agree to pay me $4,000, you're going to pay $4,000. And if not, you can take up to small claims court or whatever.
Yeah, how's he going to help the moving company?
He
could make an argument. I disagree with him, but I understand his argument. Well, you're getting so much publicity from me on my social media.
Well, and those ones, too, I don't even know, were those more like verbal agreements? Like, hey, I'll paint this for you for $2,000. Like, yeah, okay. Oh, no, I never said $2,000. It's like, yeah, you did. Right? Then how do you prove that? Whereas this, I'm sure there's contracts, right? If anybody's ever hired a mover, you're not just handshake and, hey, I'll get you.
No.
I'll get you back on the other side. So that's not the case for Antonio Brown. But, I mean, you think about it, a year ago at this time, he had already kind of flamed out with the Steelers, but his NFL career certainly wasn't over. He ended up going to the Raiders, and you're like, oh, wow, he's going to the Raiders. They signed him to more money.
Yeah.
They decided to give him more money. And then, obviously, we
saw
it on
services, thank you.
Theft of services.
Thank you. Yeah. That was the term I was looking for.
And then he ends up... We kind of saw it unfold in front of us, and you're like, it was almost kind of too unbelievable, wasn't it? So he freezes his feet off, and you're like, well, that's just kind of dumb, right? That's weird. But then all of a sudden, it was just one thing after another for Antonio Brown. And here's a guy who I would say has at least two or three more years left in the league. Like, if everything else wasn't going on, I think he's capable. Now, it's not like he was 2 years in the league and out, or 3 years in the league like Aaron Hernandez and out. He had a full NFL career. He could have had maybe two or three more years, gotten paid another, $30 million. But no, he couldn't help himself with all this stuff.
I mean, you'll remember that back when it was still the civil case that we were talking about, and he was required to give a deposition, and he didn't show up. And then the judge said, no, you got to show up. And then in the deposition, he wouldn't answer the questions. And I mean, at some point, does somebody have to say, no, you know what? Just go to jail. You know what? You just got to go away.
It seems like it might be the next step And it's one of those things where some of the really serious allegations against him, maybe they're having a hard time proving. And it's going to be something like this that puts him away. You know, like, and I don't know how long you go away for a stupid rock fight and trying to steal your stuff back and not paying people. It might just, I don't know what that adds up to. But no, it is trending quickly, and it has been now for a little while, into the absolute wrong direction for him.
He's got some issues. I mean, beyond.
In the NFL again.
Is it just that, you know, he's finally come to the realization that his career may have gone up in flames and he just can't handle it and he's just gone around the bend? I know we had this discussion yesterday and Wiggy disagreed with the idea. I'm not a doctor, nor am I capable of diagnosing CTE or anything like that.
Why not?
But to me, it's at least a legitimate question to ask. Sure. Is it possible that CTE is contributing to this erratic behavior? And by the way, I hope that it's only erratic behavior and not something much worse, because we've heard of other athletes.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that this kind of behavior could have been in him all along, and maybe this kind of pushed it over the top.
Listen, I'm no doctor or anything like that.
I think it's not outside the realm of possibility that that could be playing a factor in what's going on with Antonio Brown. Sure. I also think, like you said, because we would see these mood swings just through his Instagram and through his Twitter. And I think at the time it was he was getting updates from Rosenhaus. And maybe the updates were there are no updates, right? Like, where are we at with the league right now? Yeah, it's not looking good, Antonio. And then he goes crazy, right? And then he goes nuts. And they're like, actually, they want to bring you in and talk to you, and there's a chance. So you might want to apologize to Robert Kraft. You might want to apologize. Remember that? Like, out of nowhere, he's apologizing to Robert Kraft. And you're like, what the hell happened? And so you don't know from day to day, you don't know which Antonio Brown's going to show up.
I have noticed, and I probably, it's sad that I admit that I follow AB on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, there you go, booming.
And, but I have noticed that there are no more Tom Brady likes of stuff. And there hasn't been for quite a while now.
He liked everything for a while.
For a while, it was.
For like half the season, you know, he loved everything.
Now, Flash Gordon is still liking stuff. The Archer is still liking stuff.
Who's the Archer?
That's Brandon Cooks.
Oh, yeah, he does the little bow and arrow thing. I like that.
But I can tell you, Tom Brady, nope, he's done.
No, he's out.
And,
the one guy that maybe could have saved Antonio Brown too, he's out. He's done with it.
Well, I almost wonder if Tom Brady called him right now and said, "What are you doing? You got to get a hold of yourself. You got to get some help." I wonder if he would listen. No, he wouldn't listen to him.
I think he would take the call though. That might be one guy he answers the phone. I think anybody else, he's just letting that thing go to voicemail. He's like, he can't talk to me. Because he's on the run in his house, is what it seems like. That's how you'd put it. On the run from the cops, in his house. Probably just making another song.
How far can
you
go? If you're in your house, I mean, you're kind of limited.
I'm guessing he has a pretty big house.
Well, the pictures, the helicopter shots they were
nice
doing
house.
Look really nice.
Like, if you're gonna be on house arrest, you'd want a house like that size.
Yeah.
Because you could be in, like, a different part of the room, or a different part of the house, go to all these different rooms. Like, there's probably plenty of stuff to entertain himself in there.
Here's the last Tom Brady like.
Jeez, Dale's doing some sleuthing.
January 8th.
Oh, boy, that's a couple weeks ago.
That was the last time Brady liked a post from Antonio Brown. And it was a very innocuous, you know, kind of thing.
So when Antonio Brown was
It was when it? He was, he posted the picture with that guy he wants the boxing match with.
Oh, Logan Paul?
Yes. There was a picture of he and Logan Paul together.
Is there any
on January 8th, and Tom Brady liked that one?
Is there any interest in that fight, Shime?
Absolutely zero.
None. All right. You could bet on it, though.
I don't want
to. All right. There's other things to bet on, I suppose. Yeah, so you're saying Tom Brady didn't like the video of Antonio Brown screaming at the police in front of his kids?
None. Yeah. Right. I said, and the January 8th one was kind of out of the blue. Where, you know, he hadn't liked anything for a long time. He suddenly liked this one, but it was a very innocuous shot of Antonio Brown and Logan Paul.
And maybe he'll go to jail, he'll learn how to box, and then he'll come out, he'll challenge Logan Paul. It'll be this huge pay-per-view event, and they can finally settle the score.
If he goes to prison and learns how to box, he might actually, like, murder Logan Paul in the ring.
Yeah, but in the ring, I think it's allowed.
Like, it would be Deontay Wilder, but, like, worse.
I don't know.
Well, he's jacked.
Logan Paul, though, he's had a couple of bouts under his belt, doesn't he? A couple fights?
He's a YouTuber. Yeah. He's not an athlete.
Notice the disdain Shime has for YouTubers.
For YouTube.
No, there's some YouTubers I very much enjoy.
Shime's on Twitch, so he hates YouTubers.
That's not true.
That's what it sounds like.
It's just certain YouTubers that very get.
Why do people like Logan Paul? What's there to like about him? I don't know about this.
That's a very good question that I can't answer. Nothing to like.
Everybody has that moment in their life when they're like, oh, God, I don't really understand the younger stuff anymore. And I think Logan Paul is at the top of the list for me.
Like, people would call him a tool. I think he's a shed full of tools.
Okay. You don't know the guy.
By the way, the last...
I have a good feeling.
He's a family Shime. Sheesh.
Yeah. Because I've been doing a deep dive. The last time Julian Edelman liked an Antonio Brown post was December 16th. Julian Edelman's out.
Edelman bailed on that, huh?
Tom Brady's out.
Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface and all that.
Well, he's on there.
Edelman's actually been arrested
more
than Antonio Brown.
Oh, look, here's Danielle liking one.
Edelman's been arrested more than Antonio Brown.
For now.
How about Juwan Williams? I think the... is it fair to say that the Patriots secondary likes to partay?
Yeah, it's fairly
You
accurate.
Get those guys together?
We like to partake in some fun.
You get Juwan Williams, you get Patrick Chung, and who knows what's going to happen. Place is going to
get... Well, Patrick Chung looks like he's okay. I mean,
no, he's going to be fine.
The way they've sort of settled this case, keep your nose clean, don't do anything dumb, you're good.
Nose clean?
Yeah, I get
it. You guys are going bumps.
Yeah. But Juwan Williams, it's like, Juwan, he's Patrick Chung. We'll put up with some stuff with him, we'll work with him. You're Juwan Williams.
Not a great offseason.
What are you doing here?
Not a great offseason for the Patriots with now multiple players arrested. Not what you're looking for. And they don't have a quarterback.
Well, other than that, how's it
on
going?
On the field, off the field. The thing's falling apart here. We gotta tighten up the ship here, guys.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll talk to Peter King in a few minutes. We'll get his thoughts on, well, not just the whole Antonio Brown thing, but Eli Manning and the Super Bowl. I think Peter goes to Miami over the weekend. When we talk to him next week, he'll be down in Miami for this whole thing.
Yeah, makes sense.
I hope it warms up for those people down there. I'm concerned about, you know, the sports media of America.
It's like 40 degrees,
isn't it? Oh,
it's been freezing. It hasn't been great.
Yeah. They're going to go down there and bitch and moan for a week about how cold it is. Mm-hmm. I hope for their sake it warms up.
No, you don't.
No, I don't really care.
No, you don't.
Because we're not going this year, so I'm good. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe. We'll talk to Peter King in just a couple of minutes, but first, we trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Peter King from Football Morning in America. Good morning, Peter.
Dale, how's it going?
Everything's going fine, thank you. The story out of Hollywood, Florida gets weirder by the minute. The latest that we've had is that an arrest warrant has been issued for Antonio Brown for a felony charge. He's reportedly locked up in his house and isn't going to make himself available. I'm not sure if he understands how this whole arrest warrant thing works.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a case when Drew Rosenhaus, who probably in the years I've been covering the NFL, he's the one agent who easily will put up with the most with his clients, and he'll defend them, you know, in the face of all evidence to the contrary. For him to drop Antonio Brown until he gets help, and then based on his partner's Instagram post, his girlfriend, partner, I'm not sure their relationship, but based on her post that says, I got to get my kids out of here, this guy needs help. Same with Rosenhaus. If you think about it, Dale, just think how incredible what has happened to this guy in the last 13 months. I mean, 13 months ago, this guy had a 14-catch, 192-yard game against the New Orleans Saints in a playoff, playoff-type game in New Orleans that the Steelers had to have. They ended up losing the game on a Smith-Schuster fumble. But just think, that was the last game that Antonio Brown basically started and was a huge factor in. Then he went on his little wildcat strike the next week, and the rest is history. But, you know, that guy was a great football player at the time when everything started going haywire with him. And it's just a shame that it ends this way. I'd be surprised, barring a complete reversal of fortune, if he plays football again.
Yeah, I really don't think he's going to play again either, Peter. But even with everything that has happened and a brutal ending, is he a Hall of Famer in your mind?
I think he's very close. I mean, the one thing you have to consider, and the same thing with Eli Manning right now, it's hard to just consider him in a vacuum. On the surface, I would say yes. Okay, but there are so many great receivers right now who are playing, who are going to put up bizarre numbers over the next 6 or 8 years. I think it's incumbent upon Hall of Fame voters to basically consider other things other than just raw numbers. You've got to consider dominance in an era. That's the reason why, I mean, and who knows how things are going to end up. I don't care for the sake of the Hall of Fame. I don't care what happens off the field. I only vote about on the field stuff. But I would view him pretty favorably, even if he doesn't play another game.
I have said in the past that the most unqualified member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame is Joe Namath. He's in the Hall of Fame for one game. Now
I think he's in the Hall of Fame for other reasons, though, Dale. I think he's in the Hall of Fame for the incredible impact he made for the AFL at a time when the AFL, I could make a very cogent argument that the AFL would have died in 67 or 68 without the incredible impact and the greatness for a short period of Namath, and also the other stuff that, you know, he was a Broadway star for a while. But I understand, and I think in today's day and age, that's a really good argument to have. But anyway,
and obviously the next point here is that Eli Manning, who's made more money than any player in the history of the NFL and has a career 500 record, but two incredible playoff runs and two incredible Super Bowl wins, is going into the Hall of Fame for the exact same reason.
I think it's going to be a very interesting argument, because I think he is one of the most, he'll be one of the most divisive candidates ever for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, you said it. He's had two of the 10 best postseason runs that a quarterback ever had. You know, in one of them, he beats Brett, he goes 4-0 two postseasons, and he beats Brett Favre at Lambeau in what proves to be Favre's last game. And then he beats Brady, Belichick, and the 18-0 Patriots. In the next one, he beats Aaron Rodgers and the 15-1 Packers in a divisional game, got the crap beat out of him in the championship game in San Francisco in a mud pile, played 90 snaps, and just I covered that game, man. I cannot believe he was like he's like a prize fighter who, you know, he's like Rocky Balboa, honestly, in that game. And they win that game, and then obviously he beats Brady and makes that incredible throw to Manningham up the left sideline to basically extend the game and ended up winning the game. And so, and you add to that the fact he's one of the toughest players that there was, has the second longest streak ever of playing, of starting as a quarterback. But, you know, look, I've been doing some work on this because obviously I got to write about it on Monday. You know, it isn't just the 500-ness of his record. But, I mean, in his last 8 years, Dale, he's 19 under 500 as a quarterback. In 14 of his 16 years, he didn't win a playoff game. Never was voted first or second team All-Pro. And you have all the incredible competition from this era at quarterback. I mean, and again, you're going to have a lot of guys who will pass him on the stat list. But you're also going to have a bunch of guys, you know, who have won at least one Super Bowl who he's going to be competing with, you know, for the Hall of Fame. His brother clearly is going to make it. Brady's going to make it. Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Rivers, who obviously didn't win one, but a lot of people will argue was much better in the regular season.
Drew Brees.
And then we don't have any idea where, you know, where Matt Ryan really will end up. Russell Wilson might be seen as a better candidate in the long term. Who knows what happens to Cam Newton, but he's got an MVP. It's just he's going to have some real hard competition. And again, I'm sure there's some people who have made up their minds. I can tell you quite honestly, I have no idea if I'll even be doing it then, but I certainly have not made up my mind on it.
I'm a no, Peter. If that helps, I'm a no. He led the league in interceptions. He led the league in picks three times. He's a no for me. But speaking of quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo getting a chance to start the Super Bowl here a week from Sunday, so that allows us to go back and relive the trade here, trade deadline day a few years ago when the Patriots Bill Belichick just texted Kyle Shanahan and said, "Hey, Jimmy Garoppolo for a second round pick," and they made it happen. I even thought at the time, knowing that Garoppolo had only played a couple of games and was in the last year of his deal, even at the time, I thought just a second-round pick seemed a little light. Do you think the Patriots got fair value for Garoppolo?
No, because, and look, here's the thing that I absolutely, and look, we won't know until Belichick writes his book or Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch or whoever, they all seem to be pretty much sworn to secrecy on this. It's very, very, very hard for me to believe that I don't even know which of the 98 general managers the Cleveland Browns have had in the last 10 minutes was running the Browns then. But there's no way you're getting a second round pick from the Browns for Jimmy Garoppolo. You're going to do a lot better. But I will say this. I'll hand it to Belichick for this. He liked Jimmy Garoppolo a lot. And he figured that, hey, I can do two smart things here. I can send him to the NFC where I only have to see him once every 4 years. And I can also send him to a coach who I have incredible respect for in Kyle Shanahan, and to a general manager in John Lynch, who I had in the last gasp of his career, and I have tremendous respect for John Lynch. So he did Jimmy Garoppolo a solid. Good for Bill Belichick, and it's obviously great for the 49ers. And he didn't send him to Cleveland, which still is the Siberia of the NFL, and who knows what would have happened to Garoppolo there.
Peter, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All the best, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Peter.
Peter King, Football Morning in America, joining us. We'll get right back to the calls with you at 617-779-7937. The text line is 37937. I will also say this. We've delved way too much into the convergence of sports and the law here of late. But at noon 30 today,
oh boy,
I'm afraid we have to get back into it again.
This is something else.
I mean, there are police reports involved. There's physical abuse of a child involved.
Not good.
We have to talk about it because it's out there and we're not going to cover it up. We'll get back to the calls with you coming up next. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, I have two quick questions. First one's easier.
All right, I will give you two long answers.
So, FanDuel has posted a video online.
Okay.
They're at the Senior Bowl, and on the sideline, you see Bill Belichick greeting and shaking hands with Nick Saban.
Nice.
I was wondering, why is Nick Saban at the Senior Bowl? Recruiting anybody there.
No, but do you think he's selling some of his players to coaches?
I guess I just always assumed that if you're interested in one of Nick Saban's players, you go to him.
Go to Saban.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe he's there also to support his guys because they have the pro coaches come in and do the game, right?
Right.
It's like pro coaches.
Right.
But
the coaching staffs, I mean, Belichick's there. He's been there for a couple of days now. I understand anybody from the NFL who's there. I'm just curious why Nick Saban is there.
I don't know. Maybe do some interviews on Tua and Jerry Jeudy and all the other guys that he's got that are going to be drafted in the first round. I don't know.
I found it weird.
Yeah. He just loves football so much, Dale. Maybe there's football being played here.
I'm going to go watch here guys who I can never see play at my level again. But,
right.
So the other question is much harder to answer, and I'm baffled by it.
Okay.
So the Houston Astros, the New York Mets, and the Boston Red Sox all fired their coaches within a four-day span.
What happened?
All stemming from this cheating scandal with the Houston Astros. The Astros have already held two interviews that we know of. Buck Showalter and Dusty Baker have already interviewed for their open head coaching job, and we presume perhaps people within the organization have interviewed as well, but I don't know that. The New York Mets have apparently reached an agreement on their new manager.
They were the last,
wasting no time.
I was going to say, they were the last ones to fire their manager and the first ones to hire a new one. Are the Red Sox going to have a manager this year?
Have you heard? Now, maybe they're just real good at keeping this stuff secret.
No.
You know, maybe they're, you know, nobody knows because Chaim Bloom has come up with this cloak of invisibility. But I haven't even heard of them talking to anybody. Now, does that lead you to believe that almost by default, it's got to be Ron Renneke or Carlos Fabelis because they're right here in the building?
It seems like their candidacy is much better than I thought it would have been, especially because when all this came out, I assumed that the Red Sox were dirty cheaters, and that also hasn't been proven to this point.
Yeah.
Therefore, the idea of just elevating one of the guys that's already on your staff makes a little bit more sense now than it would have. Because if they were all cheating, why would you just want to promote somebody else? Just because Cora was the mastermind doesn't mean the other guys weren't involved, right? But it seems like maybe one of those guys will be. But it also brings me back to the point, why couldn't you have waited to see what the punishment was actually going to be for Alex Cora? Because it's not like...
And we have no idea when that's going to happen.
No, but they were like, oh, we're getting rid of him now, and then this way we get like a jump start on our manager search. Are you? And by the way, if you knew Alex Cora was facing a suspension, you could still talk to people. Like, yeah, it wouldn't be out in the open, and it wouldn't be like, oh, interviewing for the manager job, but you'd kind of figure it out. Like the Patriots.
A quiet phone call.
Remember when the Pats, they thought Bill Belichick was going to get suspended, so they brought in Dom Capers. Like, all of a sudden, Dom Capers is on the staff? Like, why is he on the staff? They're like, well, just in case Belichick misses games or a season, they have somebody that can be the head coach. So yeah, it seems like the Red Sox are, what are they, waiting for pitchers and catchers? Or what are they doing?
I'm baffled by the what seems, at this point, maybe, as I said, maybe they're doing this in secret and I'll be proven wrong, the seeming lack of activity.
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's...
I mean, first of all, I mean, pitchers and catchers report in, like, 3 weeks.
When's truck day? That's got to be right around the corner here.
I mean, you'd think that you'd want to get a staff in place as quickly as you can. You've got planning purposes to take care of. You've theoretically got a coaching staff to fill out. I mean, presumably the manager is going to want to say in at least some of the people who stays.
Right.
Who goes.
It's a screwy one. And obviously it's a weird spot to be in for all of these teams. But the Mets have sort of picked up and they've moved on. The Astros, as you said, at the very least have talked to people and they can start to make their plan. Because I don't even know, are they looking for their long-term manager or are they looking for a guy for a year?
Perfectly legitimate question.
And based off the lack of interviews, it's hard for us to kind of connect any dots.
So the Mets reportedly are finishing, I don't know how hard this is to finish up because they've reportedly been finishing contract details for like 2 days with Luis Rojas. Well, I mean, you thought, okay, once it leaked out there, he'll be the second youngest manager in Major League Baseball. Supposedly, Rocco Baldelli is barely younger, but, you know, right there. Now, I have not read a single bad thing about Luis Rojas. Nothing. Everybody who's talked about him.
Not a cheater.
Has raved about him. Well, not that I know of.
Okay.
Played a long time in the minor leagues. Has managed in the minor leagues for a long time. You know, this guy has served his apprenticeship. Actually, it's funny because some of the Mets media that I'm reading, they seem to like him more than they liked Carlos Beltran.
Oh, really?
Like, well, they really like Luis Rojas.
Or just now they do.
Well, maybe. I mean, because he's coming in and Beltran's gone.
Yeah.
But I have no idea if the Red Sox have talked to anybody. And if they have, they've done a better job of keeping this a secret than anybody else has done.
How much do you think the manager for this season will impact wins and losses for the team? Let's say they keep Betts and Price for the sake of argument because they haven't traded him yet. So let's say they have both guys. Do you think the manager is the difference between them making the playoffs and missing the playoffs? Or is it?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, okay. I do.
All right.
I mean, there are so many decisions that have to be made over the course of a season. We saw how bad it can be when Bobby Valentine was in
there. So, right. Bobby Valentine's a great example of the absolute extreme worst. But I don't think John Farrell was a good manager. I never did, yet he won a World Series. He won some division titles. I think if you have enough talent, your team's getting to the playoffs. Now, maybe Alex Cora kind of pushes you over the top, and you go from being a playoff team to a World Series team. And so maybe you can make the case that if you're a fringe playoff team, you're the manager. But I wonder, the next manager, how many decisions is he really going to make, or is he going to be allowed to make? Because isn't it just going to be the stats? Like, hey, take a look at the paper. Time to go to this guy. I mean, time to go to that guy.
I know that's the vision of the analytics, you know, the computer nerds.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you still, when you're sitting in that dugout, you have to make a call at times based on gut feeling. You know what? He doesn't have it. I got to get him out of there.
You should, but I don't know how much he's even going to be allowed to under Heim Bloom.
I can see where the analytics department tells you who's going to come in next.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you've got to make the decision. Okay, I got to go get him now.
See, I think the way this team is set up right now, with so many questions with their health in the starting rotation, and still, to the best of my knowledge, no, who's their closer? Did you find a closer this offseason?
Not that I've heard.
Okay,
yeah, that seems to.
Did that affect him last year?
It was one of the things that I thought was on the Heim Bloom to do list.
Like, they could hire, you know, Bobby Cox, and I don't think they're making the playoffs. You know, they could also hire, you know, anybody off the street, and I don't think they're making the playoffs. Like, I think, I'm not saying the manager has no impact, because clearly you're right. We've seen examples of it where it can just get so far out of hand. You need them to be able to kind of control the personalities, though, right?
Yep.
And I think that's why when Xander Bogaerts was asked about it on Winter Weekend, they're like, who are you looking for? Like, what kind of manager are you looking for? And he's like, somebody like Alex Cora. You know, he's like, somebody like that. So I think the personality might be, or no, forget might be. I think the personality now is more important than filling out the lineup and things like that, which they may not even do.
And I mean, I don't know that there are any issues within the organization with Ron Renicki. My impression being around the team a bit last year was that the players like him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would not be an unpopular choice.
He seems like a barrel of laughs, doesn't he?
Not so much.
No.
But to your point, is he your forever manager? Which there is no such thing, you know what I'm saying. Or is he the guy to get us till we get to the next manager?
Yeah, that's what I think it is. And it's also one of those, like, and if it's Renicki, maybe you just flat out say interim manager. Somebody else, I think you would have to give them the manager title and yeah. You'd have to see what it is. But because also the thing with Renicki is maybe the next manager you hire, maybe they like Renicki, maybe whatever, and now Renicki kind of just goes back to being the bench coach, right? So he doesn't lose his job over this. He gets promoted for a season, then he's kind of back to that. Whereas if you bring in another guy and you're like, hey, you're the manager of the Red Sox, and then 2 years goes by or a year goes by, you have a full search, you're not going to also keep that guy on the staff. You'd probably just blow him out and get somebody else. It was like, remember when Theo Epstein hired, was it Rick Renteria? Who's the guy that he hired? And then he was like, oh my God, Joe Madden's available. See you, bye.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, forget this guy. I didn't know Madden was available. Like maybe it could end up being something like that.
I mean, they may well have been holding, you know, secret conversations with Mike Socia and Bruce Bochy and name all the other unemployed managers out there.
Right.
They know what they've got within the organization.
Yes.
So maybe they're holding these other conversations, but man, you're hearing nothing.
No, it's been very quiet. Maybe too quiet.
Maybe a little too much.
Maybe a little too quiet.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. A little over an hour from now, we'll talk to Kendrick Perkins. We'll talk about some Celtics basketball and the NBA in general. Perk is a live wire. You can't wait to hear him.
I know. It should be good.
At the bottom of the next hour, another sad melding of sports and the law, and maybe a breaking of said law.
That's a bad news for hockey.
It's a little up in the air right now, but we'll get into that as well. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.